Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to Mount Olympus. I am Hercules Invictus, and today on Hercules and the Space Gods, I'm proud to bring you ET Universal Zone with Mark and Phyllis Brinkerhoff. Greetings and welcome, Mark. How are you?
Hey, hi, Hercules.
Greetings and salutations.
Phyllis is there.
Greetings, Phyllis. How are you?
Not too good. I'm going to hand it over to our friend.
She's got a little froggy throat.
Yes, the guest is here. Let me let your guest in as well. Okay, here she is.
Okay.
Hi, Linda.
That's our guest.
Hey.
Linda.
Hi, Mark.
From
hi,
Long
Phyllis.
Island.
Hi, Hercules. It's Linda.
Hello.
How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
Phyllis, I'm sorry to hear you're not feeling well. I'm good tonight. I'm good tonight.
Could be worse. Could be worse.
Yeah, could be, but it ain't. Thank God. Well, everybody, we have Phyllis and I were discussing a show over the weekend and what to talk about because I had an out-of-body on Sunday, this past Sunday, on the October 29th, and I was on the ship with the crew and even Linda's oversoul was there, higher over true part. So I wanted to share what happened and what it kind of meant, but don't get scared or any of that, don't panic and have a, you know, conniption or anything. What was is a lot of, it wasn't, I can't say it was a warning, but it was like just to prepare everybody, our all friends and family and even people who are out there who maybe don't know what's happening, but there's a lot of action that's going to be happening this weekend and next week. That has to do with the planet Earth and what's going on the planet with the people, wars and rumors of wars, as we always hear. But to stay calm, be still in your soul, because they really are rumors. And they're going to try to make it look like there's other things happening. But so I just don't know how to say this anymore than the, it's like a timing marker, no bombs or any of that, but just to be calm in your soul. And Phyllis and I picked some scriptures out to read to people right now, after I talk a bit, but just a few things that bring hope and to be close to Creator in your mind, heart, spirit, and soul. So it's more like take time and think to Creator who wants a personal relationship with you and all of us, and don't have fear and listen within, and there also you listen within the silence. That's something I learned as a little kid out in the field with them as a 5-year-old. They said, in the silence is the knowing, and I never forgot when they said that. So I went to the fields and I would sit in silence and ask questions to Creator or ask questions to my friends and crew. And in the silence, you would be given answers. And that's how a lot of times the way Creator speaks within us and to us in our heart. And sometimes you might hear an audible voice, an actual voice speaking, which I do a lot of times. And sometimes it's mostly within your telepathy in the heart area of your chest. And you can feel something welling up that wants to speak with you in some way, and you just sit calmly. It's not like nervous energy, it's just a oppression, a feeling, not a heart attack or any of that. Nothing like that. But in time, people train themselves to sense and feel the feeling and to listen. And I've been trained in listening all my life since I was a kid. So when I hear the voice speak to me, I know who it is. It's Yehoshua or Sananda, as I speak about him. The son of the living Creator. He is the Creator, actually. So everything was created through him, by the Creator with him. Everything that you see is his vision that he created with the Creator. So I won't go further on that, guys, but just a few, if you have a piece, a pen and a paper, if you write down a scripture, you can just look at BibleHub.com. You can type it in and it comes right up. This one is John.
Don't you want to say something about the fact that there are Bibles throughout the entire
year? Oh, yeah. You know, this is the thing. Phyllis reminds me. She wasn't on the phone just then. All throughout time and all throughout the omniverse and throughout other planet systems and galaxies everywhere, there's different planets where humans and people that look human are living. But throughout the whole time on the first plane, where it's really dense physical people here, right here, where we are, first plane, we call first plane, first level, because we have many levels in the first plane, and they're physicals. And on the higher levels, becomes more etheric in a higher form, where death doesn't happen like we pass on and we're on the ground buried or something. They transform. They move through. That these are things of a higher levels. And not something the earth people can do right now, but it's not a heaven either. It's, if you want to think of it, the crew told me to think of it, to tell people to think of it as if it's another universe, because it's so in the levels of densities and physicalities, you can think of a level, second level, let's say a first plane of where on, where physical people are, like Earth people on an Earth planet, but they don't have the history that we have on our Earth planet. They have a different history. Or a different, feels like just like a different timeline, too. And this plane we're on right now has its own timelines. Everybody likes to take timelines. So let's say George Washington was president here in the United States, and on our timelines, he is, or maybe someone else got elected and he didn't, something like that. But the names would be similar from our histories. On the second level of the first plane, there's different people, different histories, but similar experiences, like Native Americans or Native, and they might not have known a George Washington, that as a president, let's say. There might have been a George Washington, but it might not be president. So there's different, and he might not be the same. Here's the thing. People are going, wait a minute, are we living on all these different levels at the same time? No. No, your soul, you as an aspect right now, you're here right now. First plane, first level right here. But the people on the second plane, the first plane, second level, third level, aren't aspects of you right now. Like there's not a replica of you on the second level. If there is an aspect of you sent from your higher over part, your true self, as a separate life line to be in, and they exist as a, say, fifth level on the first plane, now they look like a space person maybe from another place. They could be on another galaxy or same places, but not our galaxies here. It's their galaxy, which looks like our galaxy. See, it's getting a little messed up in the mind, but that aspect, if it's your future self, your over part put another aspect there, and you out of body can transform, go to those levels out of body sometimes. But if you didn't know they existed, you wouldn't go. And you could meet maybe your aspect over there. I've met an aspect of my own self, which would to me be a past self. But if I met myself self again, it would look like a future self. But it's really my past. That I was this other being before. But for now, everything on the other realms is happening at once. But for me here, to me, it's my past, because it was like thousands of years. But I met that aspect on a spaceship in another galaxy. So, and you know it's you in different form as well. Doesn't matter what you look like, different form. But when we hugged, we both instantly had telepathic union with knowledge of that. And I originally just knew that's who I was anyway when I saw them. So... I'm going too far, I think. So the aspects and the levels, we're writing this in the books. Hopefully we're having it out pretty soon. We're trying to make it for Christmas or before. So this is action that's going to be happening this week. And on these other galaxies and planet systems, they have their own written histories, and they have their own what we might call a religious book, but it's not all religion on some of these places, other planets. They have knowledge of knowing, and they know different things, but they will write down or in their way, write it in some way and form, so it becomes something as a teaching. And many of their histories and their teachings are similar with the truth of the Creator. And so that's my mission here, was to come in. and there's nothing new under any of the suns, let's say, the other galaxies. It's this is all the way Creator has set it up in different places, and the people that come in, maybe in different planets and all, come in as prophets or prophetesses or whatever, and they will have experiences with the Creator in different ways. And many of the other people, even on planets like Venus, have experiences with Creator normally as a part of their daily thing. They get up and they say, thank you, Creator, for this beautiful day. Thank you, I'm here now, and thank you, you know, something like that. And then they commune with Creator in thought. They might meditate or be calm and contemplate. So a lot of the writings that I'm going to read to you are from, not only, I know Sananda spoke them to me before I could read a Bible, but I've located some that speak of the mind, of how we just have no fear, know that Creator's with you, and know that you're beloved beyond your understanding unceasingly, and does not wish to hurt or kill us, and does it always wants life and wants us to be able to prosper. So on even different planes, higher planes, we don't have heavy, dense bodies like we have on this physical plane right here. But on the higher planes, we have what we call glorified body forms, that which you think, that which you are. And in other galaxies and other places from ancient times, for me, it's my past, but other people just don't remember being in these other galaxies and going through a beginning with your soul coming in on a dense level or semi-dense level on the etheric levels. So most of my lifetimes or times were spent on etheric levels, which we call the levels within the first plane, but the higher levels, fourth, fifth, on and on, 12th. And then I am in the heaven realms. That's in your glorified form. So I've been living in the high heaven realms of the 12th plane for, gosh, hundreds of thousands of billion years. I don't know, millions, because I visited back and forth the Earth when I was forming and with dinosaurs and other civilizations. And I was coming back and forth in my glorified form, but coming through on the levels of the 12th level in the first plane to come make contact with the solid physical humans. And we had to get permission to do that. And so that's why I'm close friends and good buddy and part of the Christ group, which I've been told to bring the information to this planet now at this time. And only a few people have heard me speak of the Christ group, but we are representatives for the Christ, which is Sananda, who is the son of the infinite creator. And it doesn't mean son as boys and girls like that, because he's an androgynous being, but it means family in that way as a child. So yeah, I must be able to get it. Yeah. So Phyllis is going to get me something that the crew told me last couple weeks ago, maybe a month ago. People wondering about the infinite creator in space. And that's why I'm here, because I know there's a lot of confusion and falsehoods, a lot of misunderstandings of humans being glorified as gods, and they're not the creator. However, they come across as gods and godlike. And yes, we are like that on those high realms and higher planes. So the souls that might have come in hundreds of thousands of years ago might have allowed the people living on the planet to call them gods, because then they would listen to them. And they would, because they usually were bringing in new thought, new technologies and things. So they came in, and the people might say, oh, they're like gods. So they said, okay, if they'll listen to us, let them think that. But they know they're not the creator. But we're all on missions for the Infinite One to bring information to planets and planet systems. So the problem is what got Creator upset with the humans, I guess, on planet Earth, was that they misunderstood these, and they start creating false gods, creating things out of metal, creating things out of stone, and worshiping it, these things, and giving praise or something to them, I don't know. But then what would happen is these negative beings, or fallen ones as we call them, who live on this level, on this plane, basically, within the dimensional spaces, they're invisible to us here walking around, but they are not invisible when you're out of body. And they are visible when people conjure them in incantations or, let's say, whatever, magical things, whatever they want to do, or rituals of sorts, they can conjure them with blood sacrifices or other kinds of tokens that they give. That's this ancient stuff. But the blood on the planet is what anchors them to the area where that altar was that they killed the creature or human or baby or whatever they were doing to pay a sacrifice. Then the beings can use that blood with the energy that they have with them to try to form with the worship of the souls, the people worshiping them, putting energy at them. And then it brings them to be able to come into a manifested form. This is what they've been trying to do, and this is what they're trying to do with the AI, and this is what they're trying to do with clones, and they're trying to, this is what they want, the liar of all liars we call Lucifer. There are two beings, liar, and Lucifer is the was a chief high archangel. Satan was another one of his friends who became like a lieutenant or a general. So in that way, the one we know as Satan or Satana is the one who makes everybody do things, gets all his little minions around to harass that group over there, harass that person over there. They're trying to bring good information and let's go trip them up, mess them up. That's who does the bidding of Lucifer. And I've met these beings and they are scary. Yes, they're scary if you want to fear the fear that they want to send. But to me, they are just angels, and they are fallen. And they do not have the light of the infinite creator with them. They just have, the creator loves them, but they refuse to accept it. So if you meet up with these when they're out of body as well, these two people, these angels, have the infinite one, have Sananda with you, have Archangel Michael with you in your mind and soul and spirit, call on them. If you're out of body, call on them instantly. They'll be there with you right away. Don't have fear. They try to scare us. But basically, when you laugh at them, you go, you got to be kidding. I'm a child of the infinite creator who loves me unceasingly, and I still love you. They can't stand it. They run away. So I've fought with them, and I've had ways of doing things with them too. So I'm just trying to give you all just some scriptures to remind you of how beloved you really are, and how to think to Infinite Creator, who we call Yahweh in space, and it's YHWH, whatever. That means breath of life. So the Creator, as we know Creator, is breath of life. And we worship Creator. We praise Creator on the highest realms. It's a bright, brilliant light that focuses to us. But Creator is infinite, really has no body form, is with the energy, but can form a body to be with us on the ships and has in the past. Comes in as an older guy, but not much older. Everybody thinks old man with a white beard. No. The Creator is manifested to us in the high realm ships as just an older guy. That's all. He might look 40, because we all look like we're 28 or 25, and some people look 20 and 19. This is your thought on the highest planes. But Creator has come to us to speak with us, but also Sananda comes to us as the representation of the Creator, of the Infinite Creator. But we have seen Creator with Sananda come together on the ships with us. I'm trying to think what else I wanted to say with you guys.
I just wanted you to read him the description.
Okay. Okay. I thought it was here. Okay. They see, yes, that's true. In space, we've always known this, but on the planets, if they get messed around with, let's say, by the lower astrals and the lower beings, they try to make them Creator not to be who it is, and they try to steer the children, all of us, away from who Creator is. They want us to worship them or something else, these negative beings. So on the high realms, This is in our book right now. We've already written it in. We call the Creator on the highest planes in space, the Triune Creator. Some people on Earth call Holy Trinity. We call Triune Creator, or the Divine Triune Creator. And my crew and my own self, when we ask questions, my overpart says, think of the Triune Creator as three distinct actions of personality of the one infinite Creator. Three distinct actions of personality of the one infinite Creator. Also as referred to in space, the threefold Creator, and on Earth, Holy Trinity and all. So we have the Creator, we call the Father, Mother, or the Mother, Father, Creator as one being, because it's androgynous. So that's the Creator to us. Then we have what they call the Son, second person of the Triune Creator, glorified version of Yehoshua as Sananda, and the name used in the omniverse on all planes, 10 and beyond. However, Sananda will appear as Sananda, even those on the first planes that understand him in this form. And Yehoshua, second person of the Triune Creator, became flesh on planet Earth for sacred mission, one time only. He has not lived before, he has always been. So the common name used for the person they call Jesus is Yehoshua or Yeshua. Yeah, he never incarnated again. He never married anybody. He never had children because he's the infinite Creator. And we are the children. The Holy Spirit being, or Holy Ghost, as people sometimes call this one, is an actual another personality of the infinite Creator. And when I've met that personality of Creator, it's a fiery being, beautifully androgynous looking, resembles Sananda, and is also Sananda when he does this. But the thing is he comes through as their teacher. When you're asking questions, if you ask spiritual questions in your mind or out loud, or if you're praying and just saying, gee, I wish that, you know, this or that, and is it real, or is there really a God, or whatever. If you're asking spiritual questions, the Holy Spirit is there taking note, because the Holy Spirit's energy energy of the Creator is within our hearts. Doesn't make us Creator. It just means it's in our hearts as a sacred home, the chamber, as we call it in high realms. That's where the spark of Creator is, and that's what makes your heart beat. And I know this because when I came in, I'm a walk-in, so I came in conscious here, know my past, where I've been in space, and when I took over the body I had to get into as a baby, it was a baby that died, and the baby's soul left. I connected in, but before I connected in to connect my soul energy into this little form, little tiny baby in my mother's womb, I had to wait for the Creator to send the spark of life that will start the heart and me, Earth, my little body breathing. I want everybody to hear that part, because you can jump in a body, but it won't come back to life unless Creator willed it to come back with the heart to beat. Because when people have been out of body, had a near-death experience, and they try getting into their body again, they can't do anything. It just is, and they jump back out. There's nothing happening. But maybe they also forgot how to connect, but that's okay. They don't understand. But they thought, oh, I'll just jump back in. I'll get my body moving. No, it doesn't work like that. And our angels and archangel friends, if we're meant to come back, and we had set that up before we came in to have this life here on this physical density, and they say, we might have set up, well, I'll have an electrical experience, I'll die on the floor with electrocution, but I'll come back. I'll be brought back again. I'll have a near death, or this will happen, or somebody will find me and get me to the... they'll come in, the paramedics will come and get me. So that's how it works. The Creator is the one who instantly sends that light of that energy to us, to that individual little soul, us. Each of us are individual, and there's no two of us like us. Except in aspected form, you can come in at different times like that, similar to your aspect and your higher true self. But as other souls are out there, there's not another one like you. We're all fingerprints of the Creator, let's say, that we're all individual and divine in that essence of Creator, but we're not divine beings. We are not divine like the Infinite Creator. That's the other faux pas souls on this planet have made with teachings that have been set up by the lower beings. They want people to think they're God. They know what they're doing. I'm telling you, they're setting everyone up all the time to try to forget who Creator is, not pay attention to the Creator, and only pay attention to themselves and their selfies and their whatever they're doing about themselves, self, self, and not thinking of their brothers and sisters to help, 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 and rescue, rescue, help, help, help. So, and we're here to help each other and learn from each other. We're not here to be gods, and we're not here as gods. And you might think you are, but you're not. Because if you think you are, you're being manipulated by a lower being who pretending to be with you, making you think that. Because I've met people who've had experiences with voices, let's say angelic or not angelic voices, and they would say things to them like, "Do you know how wonderful you are? You're so wonderful. You're the best. You're loved so much by everything, everyone. We love you." And they just keep giving you the syrup music here in your ear, and you're going, "Oh, I'm loved. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're loved, and you're God here. You're Creator God." Let me tell you guys, anyone listening to this, Creator created everything, all done, finished. There's nothing you, me, or any of us listening can create that will out-create Creator. It's already done. The Creator did it. To say you're Creator God, or any alien out there pretending to be one, we got to watch out. There's aliens out there pretending and saying things that are not true. If you say you're a god, or an alien says, "I'm a god being and I'm a creator," watch out. If there's an alien out there saying, I spoke to Prime Creator 1, Prime Creator 2, Prime Creator 5, 10,000, no. There is no others. And I know there's a bunch of space people out there because I've met them. And not just now on this planet today, right now, but in past times in space where they're going around saying, we're creating, we're going to do this, we're going to create this universe, we're going to do this and that, but that doesn't happen like that. In fact, Sananda was at a meeting once in a ships in different realms and different galaxies, and we were at the places, and he was at a meeting, and we were all there, and it was a group of alien beings or humanoid-looking people from another place, and they were talking with each other telepathically, and we're nearby, and we're with them, and Sananda was standing there. And the group of them, about five, said to them, to themselves, and they were talking how, you know, we're just like God. We are God. Because God's in us. We're God. And Sananda at that moment says, "That's funny. Where were you all when we created the Omniverse?" They had no answer because they weren't there, because they weren't created yet. So, careful on your thoughts, because these trickster thoughts, these critters that are around us, these fallen ones, they want us to think we're God and we're better, or we're just like God, and we're going to make universes, and we're going to make planets, and we're going to invent this or that. The only thing we can do is, if people think of Star Trek, the famous movies and shows, when they can help a planet get back to its natural normal state with waterfalls and green where it had been burned out. That's what we do. We can do that. Terraforming, as they call it, yeah. I'm sorry I'm getting on that rant, but I had to say it because my mission was to bring this truth in, to help people understand where the lower ones, fallen ones, tricksters, have manipulated not only ancient teachings, ancient writings. They knew what was being written, and they saw it. So they countered it with others who they can manipulate to write false narratives and false stories. Hence, Jesus marrying Mary Magdalene and moving to France or India or someplace else entirely. No, that never happened. Mary Magdalene did not do that. She's not the same person they think of in the Bible anyway. So the Bible on Earth has on other planet systems, other types of books or writings of that kind. And maybe in computer-like systems, if you want to think of them that way, were written to bring hope and to bring the word of the Infinite Creator. sadly, this planet is manipulated by the lower ones a lot. And those lower ones did infiltrate the teachings of the original biblical teachings and also arrange for some people in the hundreds of years later to take books out that they didn't want really shown the truth of reincarnation, which is called transmigration of soul in the ancient texts. They tried to take that out because they wanted power to scare and keep people in fear that, you know, tithe me and keep worshiping my priests or my whatever we got so you can get a place in heaven or someplace on the other side. This is manipulation. This is not the truth. Truth is to stay as purified as you can in different ways in your mind. You know, don't overindulge in things and don't get into habits or that become addictions. And when you feel something is starting to become an addiction, whether it's alcohol or something else, stand back and pray and ask for help and protection from that. Because the lower beings, those ones that see things around our auras, they can see what we're thinking of in our thought forms. They guide people to go to more things that they see. If you're into gluttony or drinking a lot or something, they will say, go to that party there. Then there's drugs there. So then they try to lure the soul into the drugs and get them hooked on things. Prayer and help in Yehoshua, Sanando, will rescue us. We call out. I've known many friends who've had miracles where he rescued them from addictions overnight, just like that. Next morning, done. All gone. So not only that, my cat, have had many miracles happen with Sananda, the creator, when they just ask a certain way. There's a way to ask. We could talk about that another time. But it's usually thy will, not mine, be done. You're asking on your behalf for your friend or family or dog or cat, you know, your pet, and you're saying, thy will, not mine, be done, but this I ask for my brother, my sister, whoever they are, or your pet, your little boy or girl cat is your brother and sister also, because all the animals are souls, just like us. So that's how I ask, and I plead the case like a lawyer to Creator and put out the facts of what happened, and here's my dog or cat or whatever happened. And I ask it, thy will be done, not mine, but I'm asking this to have more time with my, you know, either friend, your pet, your whatever you want to say. And you put it out there and you let it go. Don't think about it. The thing is that when healing comes, he always whispers to me and he says, it is finished. When I hear his voice say, it is finished, all the heat that's coming from my hands stops instantly, because we're not the healers. The Creator is the healer through us as a conduit. We are the antennas. So I guess we should go over to Linda, and so I'm going to try to go. So what I was trying to do with what we were hearing about on this out-of-body is we need to pray, get close to the Infinite Creator in our thoughts, love, and praise. Because with praise, which is just giving thanks and gratitude and saying what a beautiful day and thank you for this wonderful everything here going on, and white light comes down to us from Creator, brilliant white sparkling light surrounds your energy field when you're speaking to Creator with all your love as your beloved. And that Creator answers in that way. And you get sometimes you get signs, and you might even get energy in your room filling you and all kinds of things. So to tell about what I saw was just that things were going to happen on this weekend or within the next week. I'm not sure on the exact timings, no, but the vibe is coming stronger this week. Something's happening more with this week. Could be about the government, could be about the planet. It's mostly about, felt like it was about the planet, what's going on it right now. But it might be scary to people, but it's going to be really good for all of us. So now I've got Linda, our friend Linda, and I was going to read with Linda just a few scriptures, and then we could talk about other things. These are just protection scriptures, where Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, for the word that God speaks is alive and full of power, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective. it is sharper than any two-edged sword. Some people say that's like Job might have said, for deliver from the enemy's hand, teach me, and I will hold my tongue. How forcible are right words. So you see, our words are power, and our words are life. So speak life. That was Job's chapter 6, verse 23. And I'm going to just read just a couple extra, just a couple, not a lot. Joshua 5, chapter 1. No one shall stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. That's creator of now. This is the creator of now. Creator speaks of like Moses, like last week to creator, you know, last 2 days ago. Creator says also, Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God is with you everywhere, whenever you go, wherever you go. Remember in the ancient times, they took the word of creator's name out and they replaced it with Lord, L-O-R-D. It really is saying Yahweh in the original. And the last couple here is one from my friends. Sananda wanted me to say this one because he wants us to know he's there for all of us. No matter what humans on earth say, and so these people on earth right now say, you're not worthy, you should burn in a hell or whatever they say, is not true. So this one's for our space friends and all our space friends and also the nature spirits and other beings like that. John chapter 10, verse 16. Jesus, Yehoshua, Sananda, says, and other sheep I have that are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. That's talking of space beings and other beings who are aliens who do not understand who he is. Next one is Matthew chapter 19, verses 11 and 12. Now this one's good. Not everyone can accept this word, he replied, that's Yehoshua, but only those to whom it has been given. Now this is, now next is verse 12, that was verse 11. This is for all my friends and our families out there who have children who are intersexed or any of these other things they want to put on people as labels, for they chose these things before they came as challenges, and also for compassion to train and teach others compassion. But we have to have compassion, for they are brothers and sisters. Verse 12 of Matthew 19, verse 12. For there are eunuchs who were born that way. Others were made that way by men. And still others live like eunuchs for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. Then no one who can accept this should accept it. The one who can accept this should accept this. I read that wrong. Sorry about that. It was the one who can accept this should accept it. Now he's trying to tell you, I forgive everything, and, you know, this is my children. I'm not ashamed of them. Psalms 54, chapter 54, verse 4. Surely God is my helper. The Lord is the sustainer of my soul. Now, Sananda wanted me to talk about sustaining. That's why I picked these out. Psalm 119, verse 116, sustain me as you promised, that I may live. Let me not be ashamed of my hope. So no, Creator is saying, I will sustain you. Do not fear. I will be there. Isaiah 46, verse 4, even to your old age I will be the same, and I will bear you up when you turn gray. I have made you, and I will carry you. I will sustain you and deliver you. Last one. This is, okay, I just got verse 22, but I'm sorry I lost the name. Cast your burden upon the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. I'll have to go find that post. I lost the top part of it. It disappeared. But, that one is just to show don't listen to the falsehoods and don't be afraid. Trust in the Creator. Trust in Him. He's with you always. But when you call out to Him and get personal with Him, He starts to come around and be with you, and you get personal. He comes as soon as you call, because He's told me that. He says, one person, just call me, and I'll come to them. Trust in me and believe. So that was what Sananda wanted me to share. And then it's now it's me and Linda and Phyllis, if she wants to talk on the phone at all. Did I forget anything? Just not Linda's there. But was that everything we were talking about? I'm pretty sure it was. Oh. You're muted. Oh. Phyllis said she wanted people to have ammunition and armor. And also
yes.
About the writings of the Creator in Bible form here on planet Earth or in other forms on other planet systems. It's just the truths, and they come similar in same types of wordings in a way like, I am here for you. I have always been here. I will be there. So that's the true teachings or the true wisdom of the Infinite Creator to the children. And so Linda, this is our friend Linda from Long Island. And
hi.
I didn't know if you wanted to share, what did you want to share with us? Anything on nature spirits or your experiences?
My experiences with nature spirits?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it was either nature spirits or whatever you
want. Well, I just wanted to comment that how wonderful it was to hear you talk about the Infinite Creator and that we are not divine, we are not creative. That really filled my soul and my heart. It was very powerful, and we needed to hear that. I needed to hear that because for many, many years I was involved with so many different false teachings, you know, where they diminish who Jesus is and they make Him less than, and it was very important for me to hear that and for everyone else to hear it. It was very powerful, so I want to thank you for that.
Oh, thanks. Thank you, Creator.
Thank you. It was very powerful. And those scriptures were very beautiful and powerful, and we need that. We need to seek His face.
Yep.
And we do need to protect
ourselves. Thank you for saying that, because that was in my other next part on the page I'm writing here. That's here.
Oh, okay.
That's it, to be
so
personal
and
seek
His
face.
I'll leave it to you. It's a beautiful show.
Oh, no, that was it. You could speak all you want, because that was what the teachings were, and that we always do it. Give our lectures to seek Creator's face, and anybody listening, just pray that. And I long to seek your
just
face.
Seek
I long to
face.
See you. I long to be hugged by you. I love you. You're my everything.
You're my
beloved.
Trust Him. Yeah, have faith in Him. Trust Him. Have no doubt. Yeah. And He'll get us through everything.
Oh, yeah. And boy, does He. Rescues you.
He does.
And miraculously, too. Well, I've had enough of those, but geez, a lot of people have
had
it.
Yes, you have. I love to hear it.
Well,
and the
know,
other
a lot
thing
of
also
have
is that
miracles,
we are not
don't.
Created.
Yeah, you're not mute.
Yeah, I know.
Unmute.
I'm unmuted?
No, you're not mute. You're muted, I thought.
Oh, I don't think
are you talking? Can you hear Phyllis?
I could hear you. I could hear Phyllis.
Yeah, I was just saying that a lot of miracles happen. People don't give credit to the Creator for the miracle. They're like, oh, gee, I don't know what that one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, coincidence. Yeah. No, there are no coincidences. Everything's
set
up before you think.
Oh, look how lucky I am. I was lucky. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And did you? Oh, you don't want to talk about
it. I don't know if I would call it luck, because with Linda...
No. That's what they say. Instead of saying it was a miracle, thank you, God, they say, oh, I was very lucky.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I think what we're all trying to do at this point is just to reformat the way people think. And like, for instance, Linda, I know you had said that you weren't familiar with the concept of seeking a personal relationship with Creator, but when we mentioned it, then you did it, and then it occurred. But it was the kind of thing where if people have been steeped in a certain dogma, some kind of dog, you know, different type of dogma, and they're never told that Creator is personal, they're not going to think
never.
To do it.
Never.
Said something
not until
very
you said those words to me.
But
why
you said
you
something.
Ask Jesus yourself.
Oh right, yes, Phyllis.
And
well,
I did.
No, but I know, but that
I did.
She did.
You said something very interesting a few weeks ago, and you said a lot of people are worshiping the creation, but not the Creator.
Yes, the universe. Yeah, that the universe.
But I thought that was brilliant
exactly.
way to put it.
Yeah, but that's exactly what I was doing. I was, the universe provides, the universe does this, the universe. But that's a creation of the infinite creator. You know, it's a physical manifestation. So,
you know,
that was another false teaching. And everybody, you know, all my friends, all my meditation groups, that's exactly what we did. You know, and now when I meditate now, I meditate on the face of Jesus, or I meditate on the Holy Spirit. You know, that's how
and
I meditate now. Very different. Very different.
Yeah, and you had experiences.
Yeah. I have. It's mind blowing. Those are the little miracles that occurred in my life. Since I asked to have a personal relationship with him, with Jesus, and he responded immediately. A few hours later, I woke up at about 3 a.m. because one of the questions I asked him was, I want to be happy like all these other people who love you. They're so happy all the time, and I don't experience that, you know. And even though I was in the New Age for so many years and meditating and this and that, boom, got up, turned on YouTube, and there were these beautiful children, young adults, just singing and praising to Jesus. And I watched it for 3 hours, and I cried. That was unbelievable. And how it started. That's how it started. It was very, very easy, very simple. He responds to me all the time. I ask a question of the Holy Spirit to teach me something. Within 24 hours, I get directed to something that answers my question. Sometimes even sooner.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, so. But anyway, getting back to your point to this coming weekend and week, you know, seek the Lord's faith. You know, praise him, thank him, and be with him, trust him, have no doubt.
Exactly.
He is our provider, he is our comforter, all that, and more.
Yeah, more. What were you saying, Pookie Pie?
No, that sounds, I like what she's saying. You know, we're just all, you know, we've been through a lot these past number of years. And then maybe some people haven't experienced some of the negativity personally. But, you know, people in other countries, you know, have. You know, they're getting killed or whatever. And but a lot of things have gone down that were orchestrated, which is something that's hard for regular humans to comprehend, because nobody I ever meet, quite frankly, I've never met anybody demonically involved in anything. You know, I've always, most of the people, the people that we've ever met, and you would say the same thing, Mark would say the same thing, are good people. People that don't have nefarious ideas, but there are people who do have nefarious ideas of control and and that, we believe, is about to come to an end. But, you know, we're...
Hallelujah, amen.
Yeah,
thanks
we're
to God.
We're all optimistic. There is more coming. Good things are coming.
I mean, great things are coming.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Be prepared.
Yeah, the joy, the joyful
soon.
Presence.
Yep. I feel soon
the Holy Presence.
The floodgates will open for all the children. We'll be getting what we deserve here. Live for
oh,
what
yeah.
we're doing. And I still hear that med bed things are still coming, those things that we talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the energy medicine is now starting to really bubble up. There's so much incredible medicine that has been withheld from us.
Yeah, my niece will probably be, our niece will listen in on this one, right, Phil? We're going to talk about her?
Oh, well, yes.
We experienced
and
her.
And also our friend Madeline, who
Madeline is listening.
Really deeply into incredible energy medicine that's, you know, really kind of, it's astounding, some of the results that are being. And it's going to be for everybody on the planet, you know, not just a few.
Yeah. And we've had experience over the weekend with our niece's little Rife machine she got, and everybody who tried it for 30 minutes, whatever timing it was, experienced something, experienced healing in some way. I did. I was having a thing in my throat down like you want to cough, like like that all the time, and it eased up and was gone, and I was able to talk and actually sing, which I hadn't been able to do too good because I sound like a froggy throat. But right now I'm drinking hot tea.
Well, I'm going to go on record and saying I didn't try the machine, so I'm the one that got sick.
No, you didn't. Yeah, don't say it.
No, I
cancel
don't
the words, as you know.
No, I don't usually get sick. That's another thing. Actually, Mark's right about that, and Linda would agree. We do have to
be careful.
Watch what we say, because you will have what you say.
And be careful what you say over others.
That's true.
We don't want to be, you know, people talk about ancient curses, right? Those are what they were.
Yeah.
They were bad speaking over a person going, your family is this and that for the rest of the, whatever they might have done in 500 years ago. I don't know. But the little souls, it's registered. And that's where forgiveness comes in, right, guys? When someone does something wrong and they say the wrong things and they hurt someone or a child or anyone, even a dog. Even if you're yelling at your dog or whatever for, don't do that, whatever, and he cowers or she cowers down, oh, I'm sorry. Just say, I didn't mean it to them. You watch their faces. They go, okay. No, a dog is always wagging its tail because it loves you no matter what, but they do love you. They're pure, and I've had a lot of dogs and cats. But we got to be careful how we say things, you know, and people take it too strongly in their heart. And someone says, oh, I was only kidding. Well, the kidding hurt like a knife. You know, if they say something really stupid or, like, I don't even know. I can't even imagine. But like, say, you idiot, whatever that might be, to somebody. And you're kidding around saying, you're an idiot, you're a na-na-na. But if they heard it and they felt really bad that day, the subconscious hears it as, you idiot. Like a 5-year-old child, everybody listening. Subconscious hears things said to it like a 5-year-old. It takes everything metaphorical as well as clear. Like if we talk to a I'm trying to remember how we used to do this, Phyllis. We said, if a child is there and you're saying, how can you be so stupid, and you did this and you did that and you moved that and you broke it and blah blah blah, and you're an idiot, you know, whatever that would be, all the child heard was, I'm stupid and I'm an idiot and I break things.
Yeah.
So now they got that in their subconscious. And then the parent says, I'm sorry, come here. But it's already been embedded. So what the parent has to say now is, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to call you that. I'm so sorry. For the moment I was getting upset. You're not an idiot. You're not stupid. You're not breaking anything. You're just a kid, and I love you no matter what, and you are brilliant.
Mark, you want to know something?
You know, you're
I want to say something exactly
child
that
of God.
To that point. Instead of cursing your children, bless your children.
Oh, yeah.
Tell them that we saw a show on that one time where some guy, his father had yelled at him all his life, and so he was just absolute wreck of a man. And then he watched a show and learned that he needed to have his father bless him. So he went to the house of his father he hadn't seen in many, many years, and he said, you have to speak a blessing over me to eliminate the curse that you cursed me for my entire life.
And the father said, what curse? I never cursed you.
Right.
And then he
But then he
said,
finally
you never
did it.
Told me you love me or anything.
It finally the father did it. He you know, relented and started speaking a blessing over his son, and everything changed.
Yeah.
The whole life of the kid changed. The guy changed. His life had been a wreck before them.
Because
so,
he thought his father never loved him, didn't care about
him. So are we blessing or are we cursing?
Yeah.
People, and especially kids.
And your pets.
Yeah, very important.
pets see our energy, hear our thoughts, but, you know, they get the vibe. They know when we're upset, and they know when they've been bad. You know, they know when they did something wrong, but, you know, we got to forgive them. They're cute, you know. They don't mean to do what they did. Oh, so just for fun, everybody, I'm still giving spiritual consultations. You can get the information on intergalacticmission.com under consultations or etuniversalzone.com under consultations. And I'm giving a 2-hour reading for the 1-hour price. And just in case anybody wants some information, it's your oversoul, anything on your angels, past lives, future lives, why you're friends with this person or family and that person came in, et cetera, things like that. Kind of yes and no questions. On regular questions, I go into an Akashic frequencies and listen to your angels, and they tell me what to say, too. As well as if I see the movie of the Akashic, I'll tell you what I'm seeing. Yeah, that's it, just putting that out there, because I always forget anyway. So I go, oh, I forgot to say that. Oh. But I just want to encourage anybody who wants to have some fun. It's always a lot of fun. That's what people tell me. And bring a big glass of water. So Linda, anything with your nature spirits in the house? Because you have a lot of them.
Oh,
we actually only have like 2 minutes left.
Oh, I didn't realize the time, Hercules. Yeah. You're right. We got 2 minutes, I think.
Okay,
all right.
So wind it up.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right, Linda.
I'll listen.
Thank you for being our little friend
You're
with us today.
You're very welcome. It was my pleasure.
Thank you.
It was my pleasure.
And
thank
everybody,
you, Hercules.
Thank you.
My
and
pleasure.
Everybody listening, we all love you. And I already said, I said websites already, and markbringerhoff.com and Facebook, Mark Bringerhoff. Wells Phillips, that's it, right? Instagram, I don't know. YouTube, it's just me and Mark. We never check. Okay. And thank you, Hercules, for having all of our fun today with us here.
my pleasure. Thank you for a wonderful show. It was nice meeting you, Maria, and I look forward to hearing you speak.
Oh, Linda.
Linda.
Maria is the other girl.
Okay, I got
this is Linda.
That's okay.
That's okay.
And thanks to our wonderful
audience
for
tuning in. Whether you clicked on a link and found yourself here, whether you called in and you're patiently waiting in our queue, as some people are, or they're going to check us out later on demand. Until next time, this is us wishing you joyous journeys and amazing adventures. Good night and thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Here,
God bless
you. We love
you,
Hercules.
Love you, too. Feel better.
Love you.